worst part, Phil.
Yeah, always is. Even though they said it was going to be all right.
She's such a little soul to be on an operating table.
I know, love.
How did we come to have a blue baby? That's what I keep asking myself. How did it happen?
Well, it could happen to anybody. They told us that. One of those things.
There was German measles about while I was carrying
her. No, we checked on that. They ruled it out. The baby was too far advanced when the cases were about.
Must be some reason.
Look, we've been through all this so many times. There's no point in keeping on, Jill.
She must have had a checkup by now.
Yes, I expect the doctor's cleaning up.
Horrid way of putting it.
Oh, no, I mean cleaning himself up after the operation.
Oh.
And as soon as he's ready, he'll come through and tell us, because he told us he would. Now, all we can do is be patient.
Shh, Phil, isn't that him?
Oh, yes, that's him. He's coming to tell us. Start hoping and praying, love, and keep your pecker up.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Archer, there you are. Shall we go into the office for a moment or two? Just along this way.
Right, we'll follow you.
Dr. Lawson, how...
Let's get into his office and then we can talk undisturbed. Or listen, rather.
In here.
Oh, thanks.
Now then, first, to put your minds at rest, things are going quite according to plan. But I'd like you to know just what that plan is.
She came through the operation, all right.
Well, you couldn't really call it an actual operation, Mrs. Archer. More of a surgical investigation, which we haven't done earlier because we wanted the child to build up some strength. And she stood up to this like a little Trojan.
And what did your investigation show?
Well, I'll put it as simply as I can. As we expected, it's shown us that your baby has a narrowed valve preventing blood getting into the main artery supplying the lungs. There's also a hole between the two large pumping chambers.
That sounds awful.
It's an unfortunate thing, Mrs. Archer. But awful in this day and age is much too strong a word.
Sorry, just seems awful to me.
Jill, do let Dr. Lawson carry on with his explanation.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. You'd be a very unnatural mother if you didn't get over-anxious in a case like this. But to get back to what we plan to do, so that you know just as well as we do. In 2 months' time, we shall operate on little Elizabeth.
Mm. Poor little mite.
It's a preliminary operation to widen the narrowed pulmonary valve after 3 months old, and you don't have to have any sleepless nights over it.
Is that the end, then?
Well, it's the end for the time being. The end of the beginning, so to speak.
Mm. You mean she'll have to have another operation?
In 5 years' time, yes. But that's a long, long way away.
And during that 5 years, will she be like a normal baby?
She'll be at home, and you'll be given the fullest possible instructions and help to ensure that all goes well.
Well, that gives us more hope, Doctor.
Always hope. I think it was Shakespeare who said, "The miserable have no other medicine but only hope." Well, he might be right about the miserable, but with the sick today, there's hope and lots of it, allied to spectacular advances in modern medicine. So you too have no cause to be miserable. Keep smiling and hoping. I know it's easy to say, but it's fully justified. Your baby is growing stronger every day, and she's going to be all right.